From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama met with top military leaders and national security advisors at the Pentagon today for an update on the campaign against the self-declared Islamic State. He later told reporters,
"This is a long-term campaign. ISIL is opportunistic and it is nimble. In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations. It will take time to root them out."
Mr. Obama's Pentagon visit followed an intensified wave of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition against militant positions in eastern Syria. The White House wants to replace the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law with a new plan that allows state and local education officials to develop their own systems for improving schools. NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains.
U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan and White House officials praise the progress some states have made in closing the achievement gap between black and white, rich and poor students. But overall, Duncan said, educational inequality remains a stain on our nation. In reading, there's a 31% point gap between the nation's lowest performing schools and all other schools. In math, a 36-point gap. Two-thirds of all students in low-performing schools are well below grade level. In the nation's worst high schools, the on-time graduation rate is barely 60%, compared to 87% in all other high schools. The administration is calling for a new federal education law that empowers states, reduces testing, and targets the neediest children. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Newly unsealed court documents indicate that comedian Bill Cosby once admitted giving a woman quaaludes in order to have sex with her. NPR's Amanda Del Barco has more on the comedian's testimony from a 2005 civil case.
Bill Cosby testified in court that he had gotten 7 prescriptions for quaaludes in the 1970s, sedatives he intended to give to young women he wanted to have sex with. He admitted to giving the drug to at least one woman who brought a civil case against him in 2005. She alleged that Cosby had tricked her into taking drugs before he sexually assaulted her. The case was settled for an undisclosed amount of money in 2006. The Associated Press asked the court to release those documents, despite objections from Cosby's lawyers that it would cause severe embarrassment to their client. Over the years, Bill Cosby has been accused by more than a dozen women who say he sexually assaulted them in similar ways. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will meet with European finance leaders Tuesday to discuss his country's financial crisis. Tsipras won a mandate for rejecting economic reforms demanded by creditors in a weekend referendum. European leaders say Greece must soon make concessions in exchange for another financial rescue deal. This is NPR News. The South Carolina Senate has voted 37-3 to remove the Confederate battle flag from the grounds of the state capitol in Columbia. The measure is still subject to a final reading and a House vote. The emblem has been flying outside the state house alongside a monument honoring Confederate soldiers since the early 1960s. It is seen by critics as a symbol of slavery, while supporters call it a part of South Carolina's heritage. Hundreds of thousands of people braved the tropical heat in the Ecuadorian city of Guayaquil today as Pope Francis celebrated the first Mass of his trip to South America. John Otis is there.
Many in the crowd wore Pope Francis t-shirts and baseball caps. The first South American pope, Francis has made waves by addressing subjects like divorce, homosexuality, and climate change. But on this trip to three of South America's poorest countries, he's focusing on poverty and inequality. In his homily, Francis spoke of the importance of family unity in solving the world's problems. After another Mass on Tuesday, the pope will move on to Bolivia and Paraguay. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Guayaquil, Ecuador.
The music and film communities are remembering Jerry Weintraub. The Emmy-winning producer died of cardiac arrest today in Santa Barbara, California. He was 77. Weintraub's film credits include the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies, as well as The Karate Kid. He also managed concerts for a list of music legends, including Elvis Presley, John Denver, and Frank Sinatra. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
Support for